I got the interview lined up with the president of the Chicago Cubs, exclusive one-on-one. Talk to me with the coach, Mike Remade, with Theo Epstein. Here it goes. Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Remade, as we're on the road. And we got the president of the Chicago Cubs, Theo Epstein.
Can I get it right?
That's it.
All right, how we doing?
Good, how you doing?
Just fine. Now, you know, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes with the major leaguers, and you have the privilege of running a major league team. Now, for those youngsters, what's some of those duties and responsibilities?
Well, helping them put the roster together, you know, make trades, sign free agents, that type of thing. And then there's a lot of departments that go into helping to put the team together. You got three different scouting departments. You got amateur scouting, which is in charge of the draft, watching all the kids in high school and college play. So I help supervise the guys that run that department. Then we've got pro scouting, which is scouting the other major league clubs and all the minor league teams, and help supervise those guys. And then we've got international scouting. We scout kids from around the globe that we can sign as young players and bring it to the organization. And then we got the minor leagues, which is a department we call player development. So we got six different farm teams where the players go and learn how to become big leaguers. So kind of it's a cool part of the job where we figure out how we want to teach the game and how we can reach these kids and help turn them into big leaguers. And then there's a whole bunch of rules and administration that goes into running the major league side. So it's kind of like a small company in and of itself, baseball operations with lots of different sub-departments.
Well, how do you remember all those things?
How do I remember all those things? I don't know. It's just sunk in over time.
And, you know, I used to coach college ball, and I scouted for five major league teams, and kids always thought I had the greatest job because I got to be around major league ball players. Yeah. Now, you're the boss. You could tell everybody what to do. So what that feeling like?
Well, some days it's good to be the boss, and some days it's not so good to be the boss. But, no, I try not to look at it as a hierarchy. I think we're, you know, the best organizations have this feeling that as if everyone's in it together. They're all supporting one another, pulling for one another. Titles don't matter. Roles don't matter. We're trying to figure this out. As you know, baseball is a very, very difficult game. It's as soon as you're convinced you've got the right answer, that's when it humbles you and you realize you don't know as much about the game as you thought. So it's important that everyone just dig in, work hard, help each other out, talk about the game of baseball, try to put your players in a position to succeed. And it is a great job, but it can be humbling too.
Theo was this young mind that turned around the Boston Red Sox. Now you brought over to turn around the Cubs. I mean, where did you even get the inspiration to want to be involved in baseball?
Oh, well, I grew up, loving the game from the age of two on, and played the game. And my best scouting report was of myself. I realized I couldn't play, so instead of just doing something else, I figured there might be a way to stay in the game. So I started, studying things that might help me in the game someday. So just I think you're either born with a love of baseball or not, and I'm lucky enough to get to work in a field I love.
You ever scratch your head sometime and say, what in the heck have I got myself into?
Yeah, sometimes I show up and say, what the heck did I get myself into? And other days I show up and say, man, I'm so lucky. Look what I've gotten myself into. So that's life, you know. You just got to keep plowing forward.
Well, I'll end on this. When I scouted for the Pirates, Bill Brick was my scouting supervisor. And he told me he know you, so
yeah.
He told me when I beat you to make sure I let you know.
All right, he's a good man. He's one of the great baseball guys you'll ever run across. Yeah.
The coach with the man for the Cubs, Theo.
All right.
Appreciate
you. You got it.